From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A warning that Trinidad and Tobago's trade liberalisation could leave CARICOM manufacturers out in the cold. Continuing grim forecasts for the world bauxite market, but regional producers are urged to consider barter arrangements. And the Bahamas works on ways to reduce the size of its Haitian community. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidadian economist Dennis Pantin says that trade liberalisation in Trinidad and Tobago could leave CARICOM manufacturers out in the cold. He was commissioned by the Trinidad and Tobago Manufacturers Association to study the impact of the country's moves to freer trade. As well as causing local job losses, Mr. Pantin says CARICOM producers will have problems getting into the Trinidad market in the face of greater extra-regional competition. Tony Fraser reports.
The basic conclusion of the study finds us that the trade liberalization program will have a net negative impact on the manufacturing sector here. In addition to the loss of the 14,000 jobs, amounting to 30% of the jobs in the sector, Pantin estimates that the government will lose $120 million in direct taxes. Export, the study estimates, will be reduced by some $434 million as the local manufacturing sector shrinks in the face of the external competition. And with Trinidad and Tobago being an important market for CARICOM goods, Pantin analyzes as there are going to be difficulties for CARICOM countries getting goods into this market dominated by cheaper external goods.
One of the implications of trade liberalization in Trinidad and Tobago, which I detail in the report, is that it does have implications for manufacturing exports coming from the rest of CARICOM, which come primarily from Jamaica and Barbados, roughly 35% and 30%. In other words, the trade liberalization is also going to have something of an impact on the access to those markets in the same way as I imagine, and you probably will know in more detail, the trade liberalization in Jamaica is probably also impacting on your ability to access the Jamaican market.
The Economist is urging manufacturers that while trade liberalization is not ordained by God and therefore not the only route to greater efficiency, they cannot hope to return to import substitution and carte blanche protection. Pantin advocates support by governments for net exporters and industrial programming throughout the region as the alternatives to trade liberalization. Tony Fraser reporting from Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
The experts believe that the turmoil in the world bauxite market is not likely to settle in 1993. Bauxite-producing countries such as Jamaica found themselves battered by the effects of the collapse of the former Soviet Union. First, former Soviet contracts ended abruptly, and secondly, the separate countries in the Soviet bloc began selling their metals on the world market, bringing prices down. Jamaica lost a contract worth some $25 million a year at the end of 1991, while depressed prices affected all of the Caribbean's bauxite producers. Jamaica's Trade Minister, Carlisle Dunkley.
Right now, the industry is undergoing some difficulties, largely because of what has happened in the Soviet Union, where their industry has got to be reoriented from armaments. And also they are in a very serious cash crunch, as you know. So they have offloaded a great deal of aluminum. And this has resulted in a situation where we are faced with declining earnings, although our volume of bauxite and aluminum is actually on the increase.
So does 1993 carry any better news for the world bauxite industry? David Humphreys is the Deputy Chief Economist at the London-based international mining company RTZ. He told me that the market is not likely to improve this year, and he offered some advice for Caribbean producers.
The world metals market in 1993 doesn't look any too bright at the moment. Demand in many of the major economies outside the US is looking very sluggish, prices generally in the metals market very weak. One of the contributory factors here has been the dumping of large quantities of metal on Western markets by the former Soviet Union, and this is likely to continue to be a problem through 1993.
What is the state of the market in the former Soviet Union? Has their bauxite industry come together at all? Is it any better organized?
There, their bauxite is of a very low quality in international terms and probably would not have been exploited under any other economic regime. One of the effects of marketization is likely to be to render this uneconomic, as indeed it is, and may eventually lead to its closure. If this is the case, then this should have positive implications for raw material producers in other parts of the world.
Over the last couple of years, where have the countries from the former Soviet Union been buying their bauxite from? We know that the contract with Jamaica had collapsed. So where have they been turning to, and are those markets still available?
The principal supplier to the Soviet alumina refineries has been Guinea, where there is a Soviet-managed mine. There are some smaller suppliers in Eastern Europe, Hungary, Yugoslavia, as well as Greece, but for various reasons, most of those contracts have had to be terminated